We left the naughty schoolboy in the school nurse's office, naked, bent over a chair and with the nurse preparing to take his temperature with her special thermometer. The schoolmistress was on hand to lend any assistance that might be necessary. The boy had closed his eyes tightly as he heard the nurse snapping on her rubber gloves and tried to prepare himself as best he could. In the intervening pause, however, he'd been unable to resist a peek from the corner of his eye. All he could see from his position was the schoolmistress's elegant, silk-stockinged legs and feet in their outrageously high-heeled pumps. He focused on them to try and take his mind off what was happening in his nether regions. And this, of course, resulted in the inevitable hardening of his cock. It spasmed and swelled to an impressive state of erectness which was, after all, quite normal for a schoolboy as naughty as this one. He watched the schoolmistress move behind him, and he was aware of his face reddening even more at the thought of the two women standing behind him, thermometer poised, staring at his exposed arse. "Perhaps I can help," said the schoolmistress. Coming from anyone else, this may have seemed innocent enough, but knowing her as he did, it made the schoolboy swallow hard. "That is a very large instrument," she carried on, "and I wouldn't want it to hurt him. Well, not too much. So perhaps I'd better prepare the way, so to speak." The two women sniggered unpleasantly, and the schoolboy began to think of simply running from the room. But the thought of further punishments rooted him to the spot. Besides, as much as his brain urged him to leave, his cock urged him to stay right where he was. And we all know which head rules the naughty schoolboy. He started nervously as he felt cool hands on his bottom, one on each cheek, spreading them abruptly apart. One of the women had her face so close to his arsehole that he could feel her warm breath in that most private place. "Ah, yes," he heard the nurse say. "He does look as if he'd be rather tight. What did you have in mind?" "Just this," said the schoolmistress. And he felt her begin to gently rub the outer rim of his arsehole with a well-lubed finger. And the schoolboy sighed and then gasped as he felt the long finger penetrate his tight hole. As she slid the finger gently in and out, he couldn't help but move against it, groaning softly all the time. "Interesting," said the nurse. "See how hard his penis gets even before the probe is inserted." "Oh, yes," said the schoolmistress. "I've always found him to be quite responsive. Let's see what happens when you insert the probe. Perhaps I'd better hold him." Hold him? What did she mean, hold him? The boy felt a moment of panic as the schoolmistress seized his head and pressed his face into her bosom. Somehow her blouse became unbuttoned in the process, and the boy's face was pressed into her fragrant cleavage. She was wearing a delicious black lace bra, which left an ample amount of smooth flesh against which to press his face. He inhaled deeply and savoured the moment, his cock twitching in appreciation. At the same time, he felt something pressing insistently against his anus and made a feeble attempt to protest. His protests were muffled against the warm flesh of the schoolmistress's breasts, and the schoolboy could do nothing but surrender himself to the two women, one causing pain and humiliation at his rear end, and the other smothering his face in warm female flesh. The conflicting sensations confused the boy, his hot, throbbing cock adding to the sweet confusion. And he felt compelled to submit, to surrender to the women and to the lust flooding his body. "Just take a deep breath now," he heard the school nurse say. And the schoolboy did.